playoff play-by-play is thanks to these and other Bearcat broadcast boosters. Landis, Dyke, New Hartford, and many other locations, now including Packard, see your nearest Landis office for all of your fall fertilizer needs and other agronomy services. We are the land, and the land is us, Landis. Contact Mort's Plumbing and Heating of Allison for septic work, plumbing issues, or to make sure your furnace is ready for heating this fall and winter. Give Mort's a call at 319-267-2143. Mort's Plumbing and Heating, your dealer for Amana Air. And Christy Lammers at CB Seeds, your Channel Seed dealer, now with 10% cash savings and other discounts for your best pricing. See Christy Lammers or check CB Seeds on Facebook and Twitter for more info as well as local yield results.
Bearcat Sports are live with Radio on the Go thanks in part to Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Dennis Jungling knows your operating keeps you busy year-round. It's important to have the right coverage. Dennis Jungling and Allison can help protect your farm, machinery, livestock, and much more with Farm Bureau. Car Country Auto Body, where Daniel Stambro and the team will restore your vehicle to better than pre-loss condition. From deer hits to door dings, contact Car Country Auto Body, downtown Allison, for a free estimate. 267-9999. Doug's Heating and Cooling of Clarksville, who says run, Tanner, run, and good luck to the Bearcats. To make sure your heat keeps running this winter, get a furnace check or service today with Doug, Pat, Garrett, and Lance at Doug's Heating and Cooling. Dumont Telephone Company proudly serves Butler and Franklin counties and appreciates the support of their many telephone, cable, and internet customers. Dumont Telephone Company, living, working, and investing locally.
Good evening and welcome to the North Butler Bearcat Meet the Team show here on 104.9 KLMJ. It's Dylan Deerberg here, your host of the show this evening, where we'll go around and meet all of the North Butler Bearcats on this very special team. This season has been impressive for them as they finished the regular season at 7-1 overall, their only loss of the season coming to top-ranked West Hancock in Britt, and they fell short in that district title game nonetheless. Started the season 7-0 this year. We'll take a second now and recap the season that was for the Bearcats. They started the year at home against Nashua Plainfield in a night that was filled with storms and tornadoes, lightning all over the listening area. And in fact, this game would be 7-0 in the fourth quarter with about 5 minutes left when it would have to be stopped and actually moved to Saturday morning at 11 a.m. when they would finish the game finally against Nashua Plainfield. The Bearcat defense would be strong and put up a shutout, and the offense would score one more time, making it 15-0, the final score there as they started the season 1-0. They then would go on the road at North Union, and the offense would start to come alive as they would put up 34 points on North Union's defense and beat them on their homecoming on the road 34-14. The Bearcats, now 2-0, were back home as they hosted the West Fork Warhawks. They would win this one easily with the strong running game and great defense, 51-7. They would then also host BCLUW and coast to another victory, 41-7, moving them to 4-0 on the season. This was the week the Bearcats broke into the rankings for the first time all year, as they were ranked in the 10th spot to start this week, but everyone would find out if they were the real deal or not as they would take on 9th-ranked Newman Catholic in a top-10 showdown on the road. It was Newman Catholic's homecoming, however. North Butler took it personally and took it to the Knights as they would win in dominant fashion, putting the state on notice that the Bearcats were for real with a 41-13 victory over the Knights, moving themselves to 5-0 on the season. The schedule would not get easier from there as they would go back to Green and host another area power in St. Ansgar, and although St. Ansgar had a down year this season, they did end up making the playoffs and put up a good fight for a couple quarters, but eventually the defense would be too much as the Bearcats would pick up their second shutout win of the season, 30-0, with help from a couple special teams touchdowns. Then they would host Lake Mills for their final regular season home game. It would work as senior night that night as Lake Mills would come to town, and this would be a game that Lake Mills got out to a 7-0 lead early on, and then North Butler would respond with 40 straight unanswered points as they put the Bulldogs away 40-7. Now with a 7-0 record, they would go on the road for their biggest matchup yet to Britt as they'd take on West Hancock for the Class A District 2 championship. This would be a tough one for several reasons for the Bearcats on and off the field, as the top-ranked West Hancock Eagles defense and their punishing rushing game would be just too much for the Bearcats to overcome, as they would fall on the road for the first time in the season in their final regular season game 36-0. However, this season, one of the best in North Butler history, in fact, lots of season firsts to cover here. It was the first time they started the season undefeated at 5-0, 6-0, and 7-0. They picked up their first ever win as North Butler over St. Ansgar this season 30-0, and in fact beat Newman and St. Ansgar by a combined score of 81-13 this year. They also finished with their best regular season record ever at 7-1. All of that led up to another first for them, as they will host their first ever playoff game at home in Green tomorrow night when Starmont comes to town. It certainly has been a special season for the Bearcats so far this year, and they look to keep it rolling tomorrow night when they take on the Starmont Stars. But for now, let's meet all the players and coaches that made this special season happen this year. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our first segment of players, as we'll meet all the players and coaches on the squad this year for North Butler after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
Good luck tonight and through the playoffs, Bearcats. That's the cheer from these area play-by-play sponsors. Wicks Waterworks in Allison, where Robert and the team are rooting for the Bearcats. See Robert Wicks and his crew for all your water conditioning and treatment needs. Wicks Waterworks delivers bottled water, too. Ross Hawker and the crew at the Green Recorder newspaper, your source for Bearcats sports coverage. You'll find news and info from Green and surrounding communities. Subscribe today to the Green Recorder. By Green Insurance Services in Green, wishing the Bearcats good luck in tonight's game. When you need insurance for your home, auto, or business, contact Lucas Wedeking or Misty Osborne at Green Insurance Services. And by Joe's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your dealer for Amana and Daikin furnace and heating options, including ductless mini splits. For service, repair, and new installation, see Joe and Alyssa and the team at Joe's in Allison, 267-2960.
These local businesses are cheering for the Bearcats. Mark Johnson, your local Pioneer Seed salesman, wishes farmers a safe and successful finish to harvest. When you work with Mark Johnson, your local Pioneer salesman, you gain a hardworking partner that works right along with you. Butler County Rural Electric Cooperative, remember to look up and watch out for power lines when moving combines, augers, and other equipment this season. Have a safe harvest season from your friends at Butler County REC. Integrity Site Maintenance. Tony Nicholas reminds livestock owners to have your heaters checked and serviced. Also, get on the list for curtains so you don't waste LP. Contact Integrity Site Maintenance today, Highway 3 in Allison. And by Sterling Lawn Care and Seamless Gutters. There's still time to repair or install new gutters on your home and buildings. It's also the perfect time for fall fertilizer and broadleaf spray. Call Mike Sterling today at 319-269-5755.
Welcome into another segment here of our Meet the Team show, as we're chatting with players from the North Butler Bearcats. Set a lot of program first this season, including finishing out their year at 7-1, and they will take on Starmont on Friday in their first round playoff matchup. I have in front of me three players, Clay Anderson, Jace Wibke, and Chet Buss. We'll start on my left here with Jace. You want to tell me first your number, position, and your parents?
I play center. And my number is 69, and my parents are Kent and Fawn Wipke.
And now just to talk about this offensive line. It's been a big part of the team this year. You guys do a lot of running. Do you feel like there's a good chemistry between you and the other linemen?
Yeah, we got a pretty good bond going ever since the beginning of the year. Had a little rough patch outside of football season, but we're good now, and it's clicked.
You guys certainly seem to have things going offensively and defensively up front. And now, Jace, take a second and talk a little bit about maybe your favorite moment this season so far, whether it be a game or a bus ride, whatever that would be.
Favorite moment for sure would be playing homecoming versus St. Ansgar, winning our first homecoming in our 4 years of high school. So that was pretty good.
Awesome. And then we were talking there with Jace Wibke, a senior. Now we'll move over to another senior, Clay Anderson here. First, again, start with your parents as well as your number and your position.
My parents are Adam and Becky Anderson, number 63, and I play at right tackle.
So now we're talking with the right tackle of this offensive line, starting with the big guys here for North Butler. And now for you, what is a game this season that really sticks out to you as one that maybe turned the tide or maybe was one that said, you know, announced to everyone that this team is really good?
I'd say Newman. We knew they were going to be a pretty good team coming into it, and then we really buckled down and decided that we had to play hard to win that one, and we went through with that, and I'd say we played pretty good that game.
Certainly a big win over Newman Catholic, as well as you guys dominating St. Ansgar also this season. Two big wins for North Butler, and now, again, talking with Clay Anderson currently. Clay, can you tell me your favorite part of practice?
Probably when we run varsity defense, just be able to, I don't know, be with the guys and joke around between plays a little bit and then get serious before that. So
defense is a big part of this team, clearly only giving up under 7 points per game, at least going into their final game against West Hancock. This defense has been a staple all year, and now I'm going to talk with Chet Buss, another senior on this offensive line, plenty of them to count out. Chet, tell us your parents' names as well as your number and position.
My parents are Shane and Lori Buss, number 77. I play left tackle.
All right, Chet, now you're a big part of this team defensively, leading in tackles. Can you tell me, are you more happy on offense or defense when it comes to when you're playing here in football?
Definitely defense, just because I like to hit more than I like to block.
Setting the tone on defense as a hitter. And Chet, you're obviously a very successful wrestler as well. Most people want to know, do you enjoy wrestling or football more?
Wrestling.
A wrestling guy here, of course, state champion as well. And now, Chet, take a second and tell us what makes this team so special.
Everyone comes together and works as one, not this individual, that individual, and it's just a team effort all around.
Awesome, a team effort here, and that's the three linemen. Again, just talked with Jace Wibke, Clay Anderson, and Chet Buss here, all on the offensive and defensive line for the North Butler Bearcats. We're going to take a break and come back with more players after this.
Congratulations on a great season, Bearcats. Keep it rolling. From Allison Variety Hardware and Floral, who has pumpkins for only $3.99. And for the next big game, come to Allison Variety for North Butler apparel, including tie-dye and new styles of shirts, sweatshirts, ball caps, stocking caps, and other Bearcat gear. See North Butler Ag Services for Titan Pro and Wiffles Hybrid Seed. Take advantage of early pay discounts for 2022. That's with Ron and Diane Salgi, now in their 20th year at North Butler Ag Services, your full-service seed and ag chemical dealer. Cluter Auto Repair, who reminds you to get your vehicle into repair for winter driving, from oil changes and regular maintenance to extensive automotive repairs. Trust Nick Dallas and the crew at Cluter Auto Repair in Allison. And by Tim Junker with Shook Realty to list your home for sale. Go for the trusted company in Butler County since 1950. That's Shook Realty. Contact Tim Junker in Allison, 319-240-9184, or check out shookrealtyco.com.
Dylan Dubrick back here once again, chatting with three more Bearcats from this 7-1 North Butler team. Set a lot of program firsts this year, including wins over Newman Catholic and St. Ansgar this year. Got all the way to the district title game as well, and now they're preparing for their first-round playoff matchup against Starmont. I have three more offensive and defensive linemen here with me. I have Lucas Adams, Ethan Litterer, and Hunter Rodemaker. We'll start with Hunter. Can you tell me your position, number, and your parents' names?
Left guard, number 56, and Ron and Jane Rodemaker.
All right, so talking with the left guard of this very established offensive line, can you talk a little bit about how nice it is to have such a senior class working here on the offensive line together? Does that help with the chemistry?
It does. I mean, these guys have been playing together since back middle school and stuff, and then just great leaders and help the line move along, do well.
Certainly setting the tone here. And now, do you want to take a second and point out some of the younger classmen that stick out to you, maybe one player that's made a big impact, whether it be in practice or in games?
I'd like to say Tanner Argis, number 7, sophomore, steps up, great leader at a young age, and this helps us all, being a great leader.
Certainly this North Butler program heading in the right direction. Now going to take a second and talk with Ethan Litterer. Ethan, same question to you, your number, position, and your parents' names.
I'm 62, also left guard, and son of Sean and Molly.
Again, talking with Ethan Litterer here. And Ethan, would you rather play defense or offense this season?
Personally, I'd rather be on defense. I don't got a particular reason, I guess, but just find more fun over there and easier, I guess.
Chet Buss also agreed defense is better. You get to hit people that way more, I guess. That seems to be the agreement. This team obviously very focused on defense as well. They're impressive on that end this season. And now take a second and point out a favorite moment of yours this season.
Probably the Newman game when Colbin Miller had that nice punt return. It just got the sideline fired up, and I think that just set the game for us and had us going.
Newman certainly was the game. Everybody got put on notice as the Bearcats had a big game that week, dominated Newman, and then went and beat St. Ansgar as well the next week. An impressive couple weeks for the Bearcats. Now we're going to move over on my right here to Lucas Adams. Lucas, again, your parents' names, number, and your position.
Yeah, my parents' names are Zach Hinman, Amy Hinman, and then I'm 75, and then I'm the right guard.
All right, again, speaking with more of the offensive and defensive linemen here for the Bearcats, and now take a second and tell us, what do you like to do outside of football? Is there another sport, something in school, or is it fishing, something like that?
I like to lift weights. That's my go-to thing.
Well, that's certainly a good thing to have going for yourself, especially when it comes to football. So important to development of the athletes here, something that the Bearcats focus on quite often. And now, talk to me, Lucas. You're a senior in this program. Is there a moment outside of this season that stands out to you in this program?
Definitely inside of the season, one of the best moments was bringing the syrup right after the game for, like, celebrations. Pretty awesome.
A great moment here between the Bearcats here, as that's three more of your Bearcats down. We'll have three more coming up in your next segment after this break on 104.9 KLMJ.
Go all the way, Bearcats! That's the cheer from these North Butler broadcast supporters. Ryan Lindemann at Allison Propane Gas, keeping farmers' LP tanks filled with propane delivery this fall. And homeowners, with cold nights here, make sure Allison Propane is delivering to you as well. Call 267-2498. Cooper Motors in Allison, with Jeeps and other great pre-owned vehicles for sale. Rad Cooper also reminds car and truck owners to have your antifreeze tested before cold weather driving. Schedule your service today at Cooper Motors. Drawley's Department Store, celebrating 125 years of serving Green and the surrounding area. For all your furniture, floor coverings, and men's clothing needs, you can trust Drawley's Department Store in Green, where the wise economize. And by Black Sheep Coffee Bar, Iowa's sweetest bakery, specializes in coffees, teas, and fresh baked bakery items. When you have company coming over, let Black Sheep Coffee Bar do the baking. Black Sheep Coffee Bar, downtown Green.
Dylan Dierberg here again with another segment on the Meet the Team show. We're meeting the North Butler Bearcats. They finished the season 7-1 overall. We've been talking to a lot of offensive linemen. We'll keep it right there as well, as I got three more offensive linemen in front of me. Christopher Whitty, Lucas Goodrich, and Aiden Whitty in front of me right now. I want to take a second and start with Christopher Whitty. Can I get your parents' names, your position, and your number?
My dad's name is Nick Whitty. My mom's name is Kristen Whitty, and I play left tackle, and my number is 64.
All right, and again, talking with Christopher Whitty, and first off, I want to take a second. What's your favorite part of practice every day?
Just running through drills, just having fun with the guys, you know. Just all of that is pretty fun to me.
And now I want to take a second. You made a point of that. It's fun being with the guys. That seems to be a big part. Chemistry is a huge part of this team. There's no one better than the sum of the parts. Talk to me a little bit about how good the chemistry is between you and your teammates.
I think pretty good. Everyone here always has a good relationship. We're always joking around with each other. That's what I think our success is mostly going into the season.
Certainly good to have chemistry with your teammates. That's something the Bearcats have focused on quite a lot this season. Now we're going to move on to Lucas Goodrich. Lucas, same question to you. Your parents' names as well as your number and position.
My parents are Joe and Tracy Goodrich. My number's 50. I play offensive and defensive line.
All right, so again, more linemen we're speaking to here for the Bearcats. That's clearly a pivotal part of this team, especially up front. You guys love to run the ball a lot and give a lot of great lanes to running backs like Colbin Miller, Dawson Testro. Talk a little bit about how that offensive line seems to work together. Do you enjoy time with your other offensive linemen?
Yeah, I think it's great. We just have a lot of big guys that can get the job done up there, and makes it easier on our running backs, and they get it done.
And now I got to ask you a funny question. Can you name the funniest player on this team, the guy that seems to always come up with a joke or something to make people laugh?
Funniest player, probably going to say Colbin Miller.
Colbin Miller gets the funniest player award right here. We're going to move on to our final athlete here on the right. It's Aiden Whitty. And Aiden, name your parents as well as your position and number.
My parents' name are Nick and Kristen Whitty, 70, and offensive lineman and defensive end.
Again, talking with Aiden Witte here, and I think we have a pair of brothers here we're talking to. Talk to me about how it feels to have your brother on the team. Is there a certain chemistry between you guys? Is there laughs, jokes during practice?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more of he's a lot stronger and bigger than me, so I try my best against him, but he normally beats me 9 times out of 10.
And again, speaking with a freshman here, doing his best to keep up with this huge offensive line, impressive this season. Now, can you take a second and talk about, would you rather play offense or defense?
Probably more defense, but I still like offense, but defense is a lot funner for me.
Defense seems to be a theme here. A lot of players enjoy playing that over offense, and of course that is where the Bearcats thrive the most. They've actually shut out 2 teams this season as well, and that's 3 more teammates we've talked to now. Again, Lucas Goodrich, Aiden Witte, and brother Christopher Witte. And that's going to do it for this segment. We'll be back with 3 more players after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
Playoff play-by-play is thanks to these and other Bearcat broadcast boosters. Landis, Dyke, New Hartford, and many other locations, now including Packard. See your nearest Landis office for all of your fall fertilizer needs and other agronomy services. We are the land, and the land is us, Landis. Contact Mort's Plumbing and Heating of Allison for septic work, plumbing issues, or to make sure your furnace is ready for heating this fall and winter. Give Mort's a call at 319-267-2143. Mort's Plumbing and Heating, your dealer for Amana Air. And Christy Lammers at CB Seeds, your Channel Seed dealer, now with 10% cash savings and other discounts for your best pricing. See Christy Lammers or check CB Seeds on Facebook and Twitter for more info as well as local yield results.
3 more North Butler Bearcats here with us on the Meet the Team show. Of course, we're meeting North Butler this season as they put up a 7-1 record. That's the best in North Butler history, including a couple other program firsts. A win over St. Ansgar as well. Got all the way to the district title game and now preparing for Starmont in their first round playoff matchup. Got 3 more players in front of me here. Henry Pinninger, Logan Ott, as well as Fletcher Buss in front of me. And we'll start with you, Fletcher. Can you give us your parents' names as well as your number and position?
My parents are Scott and Billy Buss. I'm number 88, and I play defensive tackle and tight end.
And now there's lots of Busses on this team. Can you talk a little bit about chemistry?
It's awesome. I mean, playing by those guys, it's fun. We work hard in the trenches. We get it done.
And you're another senior on this team, senior-laden team as well. Can you talk a little bit about what your guys' leadership provides the younger players and how nice it is to have a huge senior class and upperclassmen as well, as the junior class is also quite large?
Yeah, it's awesome to have this many seniors out showing the younger guys what to do, helping them get better every day in practice and winning with them. It's just super awesome.
Setting the tone and, of course, enjoying it with classmates, as now we're going to move on to the linebacker, Logan Ott, in front of me now. And, Logan, again, same question, your parents' names as well as your number and position.
Matt and Michelle Eberline, fullback and linebacker and number 41.
So a fullback, an important position on this team, as well as linebacker on that stud defense this season. Which side would you rather play?
Linebacker.
Rather be a linebacker, a big tackler for this team as well. Second on the team behind Chet Buss up front in tackles. Kind of hard to lead the team in tackles if they don't quite get by the defensive line. Talk a little bit about what connects this defensive unit so much this year.
We just work together as a team. Everybody does their job. We don't worry about what other people are doing. We just worry about what we have to do to win.
And no surprise, another senior here that I'm speaking with. Can you point out one player that's younger, a younger classman, a freshman or sophomore, whether it's in practice or in games, that has stood out this season?
Probably Tanner Argus.
Tanner Argus has made several plays this year, multiple interceptions on the year as well. This Bearcat defense loves to force turnovers, and now we're going to move over to a player on the offensive side as well, Henry Pinninger, another senior on this team. And Henry, your parents' names as well as your number and position.
My parents' names are Matt and Emily Pinninger. Play tight end and linebacker, and number 31.
Number 31 it is. And Henry, you know, not a ton of passes this season. However, you guys just got done working on the passing game over there. Do you think you and Corbin Lewis have a good connection?
We definitely do. Like, we can't show it off in games yet, but works pretty well in practice just because we run heavy. So
certainly the run sets up the pass, and there will be a big moment for that coming up, I'm sure, in this playoff run. Be looking out for them to let the pigskin fly a little bit coming up here. And now, can you point out the player that lifts the most in the weight room?
Definitely Chet Buss.
Chet Buss by far and away the biggest guy on this team. Of course, a state champion wrestler as well. And Henry, before we let you go here, just one more question. What's your favorite part of practice?
Probably getting done.
Getting done is the answer here. Get in and get out. Henry Penninger, a quick answer there as well. And again, three more Bearcats finished up. We'll have three more coming your way after the break on the Meet the Team show with the North Butler Bearcats on 104.9 KLMJ.
Bearcat Sports are live with radio on the go, thanks in part to Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Dennis Jungling knows your operating keeps you busy year-round. It's important to have the right coverage. Dennis Jungling and Allison can help protect your farm, machinery, livestock, and much more with Farm Bureau. Car Country Auto Body, where Daniel Stambro and the team will restore your vehicle to better than pre-loss condition. From deer hits to door dings, contact Car Country Auto Body, downtown Allison, for a free estimate. 267-9999. Doug's Heating and Cooling of Clarksville, who says run, Tanner, run, and good luck to the Bearcats. To make sure your heat keeps running this winter, get a furnace check or service today with Doug, Pat, Garrett, and Lance at Doug's Heating and Cooling. Dumont Telephone Company proudly serves Butler and Franklin counties and appreciates the support of their many telephone, cable, and internet customers. Dumont Telephone Company, living, working, and investing locally.
Dylan Deerberg back here with you with four more Bearcats on this North Butler Meet the Team show on Thursday night. We'll start from left to right here. On my left, I have Ryan Austin. On my right, I have Nolan Reeser. And the two in the middle in front of me are Clayton Towsley and Carter Miller. We'll start on the left here with Ryan Austin. And Ryan, can you give me your parents' names as well as your position and number?
Chad and Lisa Austin. My number is 32. I play running back and linebacker.
And now you're a freshman on this team. Can you point out a couple seniors that really stick out as leaders on this squad this season?
I would say Colbin and probably Chet, because they're pretty helpful and they help you along the way, teach you some things.
Certainly a senior-led class this year. And now, Ryan, can you name the funniest guy on the team?
Dawson Testro.
Dawson Testro's the winner. So we got a couple different answers for that question so far here on the show. Now I'm going to go to Carter Miller, a sophomore on the squad here. And got a cast on right now. Got hurt earlier this year, but we'll start with the same question. Can you name your parents as well as your number and position?
Jody and Mikey Miller, tight end, and 89.
We'll keep things rolling here. Would you rather play offense or defense if you had to choose?
Defense.
Rather be on defense. That's a common answer from a lot of the players so far that I've talked to. This defense is an impressive unit and has been all season long. As now we'll move on to my right here, Clayton Towsley. This is another freshman on the squad here. Talk to me first with your parents, your number, and your position.
My parents are Brooke Bushbaum, Levi Towsley. I'm number 23 and I play tight end.
All right, another tight end here on this unit. Of course, this not a lot of wide receivers in this scheme here. They like to run the ball a lot, doing a lot of run blocking and whatnot. Got some scout team numbers on here. Do you enjoy playing the scout team on the other side? I know it gives you some freedom as well. You guys get to run some stuff from the other teams they see.
Yeah, it's kind of fun running new things.
Certainly is enjoyable either side here. And now can you point out another young player around you that you enjoy spending some time with and practicing with?
Chris Whitty. He's pretty fun.
Chris Whitty, a fun guy here. That's another point that we want to make out for this North Butler team. Again, a lot of chemistry from top to bottom between players here. Now I'm going to move on to Nolan Reeser. And Nolan, can you name your parents as well as your position and your number?
Leah Reeser, I play quarterback, and my number is 1.
All right, you're number 1 on this team, playing quarterback as well, backup quarterback. Do you do a lot of that in scout team?
No, our coach, Mr. Clipperton, plays more quarterback on scout team.
So the coach plays the scout team quarterback for the squad. I got to ask you now, what's your favorite game so far this season?
Probably the Newman game, because it's a pretty big game, and I wasn't expecting to beat him by quite a bit.
You guys certainly throttled Newman Catholic this year, as well as St. Ansgar, both impressive wins for the Bearcats. That's 4 underclassmen here after speaking to a lot of seniors in a row. We'll keep things moving and have 3 more Bearcats coming your way after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
Good luck tonight and through the playoffs, Bearcats. That's the cheer from these area play-by-play sponsors. Wicks Water Works in Allison, where Robert and the team are rooting for the Bearcats. See Robert Wicks and his crew for all your water conditioning and treatment needs. Wicks Water Works delivers bottled water, too. Ross Hawker and the crew at the Green Recorder newspaper, your source for Bearcat sports coverage. You'll find news and info from Green and surrounding communities. Subscribe today to the Green Recorder. By Green Insurance Services in Green, wishing the Bearcats good luck in tonight's game. When you need insurance for your home, auto, or business, contact Lucas Wedeking or Misty Osborne at Green Insurance Services. And by Joe's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your dealer for Amana and Daikin furnace and heating options, including ductless mini splits. For service, repair, and new installation, see Joe and Alyssa and the team at Joe's in Allison, 267-2960.
Back from another break here, speaking with three more Bearcats in front of me here on the North Butler Bearcat Meet the Team show here on 104.9 KLMJ. Dylan Dierberg bringing you this show tonight. And we'll go from left to right once again here with the players I am talking to. On my left, it's Jackson Miller, middle, Camden Booz. On the right, it's Colton Becker, and we'll start now with Jackson Miller, another freshman on this squad. It's a big freshman class as well as a big senior class, but I'll start real quick with you, Jackson. Can you name your parents as well as your number and position?
My mom's name is Nikki, and my dad's name is Justin, number 24, and play wingback and cornerback.
All right, and I presume a lot of you guys on the JV squad, have you guys enjoyed your JV season? Is there a game that sticks out to you guys so far there?
We didn't have a very successful season, unfortunately. Our best game was probably our first one, but we somewhat progressed through the season.
Always making improvements, obviously. Who did you guys play in that first matchup?
Central Springs.
Central Springs, the Panthers, were their first matchup in JV, and now got to ask you, is there a senior that stands out to you as a good leader for the squad?
Nathan Hawker.
Nathan Hawker stands out as a leader here. Lots of leaders on the squad, lots to choose from, as well as we'll move on to the middle now. Camden Booz in front of me, another freshman here, and we'll start again with your parents, number and position.
My parents are Alex and Trisha Booz. I'm number 25, and I play wingback and cornerback.
Playing wingback and cornerback, got to ask you now, you play both sides of the ball. Which side of the ball do you prefer, defense or offense?
I like playing offense.
And why is that?
You just get to run the ball and hopefully score points.
Scoring points, touchdowns, always what you want to do is get into the end zone. And, of course, for those wingbacks, they do that quite often in this offense. And now, Camden, can you name the biggest lifter, the strongest guy on the team?
Probably Chet Buss.
Chet Buss, again, is the strongest guy on the team so far. That's a 2-for-2 for him. As now we move over on my right here, I have Colton Becker. Colton Becker, a sophomore on this team. Can you name your parents as well as your position and your number?
My mom's name is Jennifer. My dad's name is Kevin. I play running back, D-back, number 30.
Number 30 here is who we're speaking with. And now I got to ask you again, offense or defense?
I prefer defense. I just enjoy playing coverage a lot.
Like playing coverage, reading the quarterback's eyes, got a chance to get an interception. That was always my favorite side of the ball as well. Don't score as many touchdowns on that side, but when you make a play, it's more fun, it seems. Nonetheless, defense, a big part of this team. I got to ask you, is there a certain reason you think this defense gels so well and why they work so good together?
We got a lot of speed, a lot of athletes who know what they're doing, a good scheme, you know, and it all came together this year. I think that's why we're so successful.
A bunch of good points there. Again, we are just speaking with three more North Butler Bearcats. That's Jackson Miller, Camden Booz, and Colton Becker here on the show. We'll have three more coming when we come back after the break on 104.9 KLMJ.
These local businesses are cheering for the Bearcats. Mark Johnson, your local Pioneer Seed salesman, wishes farmers a safe and successful finish to harvest. When you work with Mark Johnson, your local Pioneer salesman, you gain a hardworking partner that works right along with you. Butler County Rural Electric Cooperative, remember to look up and watch out for power lines when moving combines, augers, and other equipment this season. Have a safe harvest season from your friends at Butler County REC. Integrity Site Maintenance, Tony Nicholas reminds livestock owners to have your heaters checked and serviced. Also, get on the list for curtains so you don't waste LP. Contact Integrity Site Maintenance today, Highway 3 in Allison. And by Sterling Lawn Care and Seamless Gutters. There's still time to repair or install new gutters on your home and buildings. It's also the perfect time for fall fertilizer and broadleaf spray. Call Mike Sterling today at 319-269-5755.
Dylan Duber back here on the Meet the Team show with the North Butler Bearcats as they finish their regular season 7-1, and they now know they'll be taking on Starmont. They've been preparing all week for the Starmont Stars as they will come to Green for that contest. We'll be there to call it on 104.9 KLMJ. But right now on the Meet the Team show, I got three more Bearcats in front of me. Brayden Steer, Colbin Miller, and Nathan Hawker now in front of me, all three seniors. There's plenty of them on this squad to talk to, and we'll start over here on my left with Brayden Steer. First, give me your parents' names as well as your position and your number.
My parents are Brett and Lisa Steer. I play wing and outside linebacker, and I'm number 8.
All right, and now you play wing back and outside linebacker. Can you tell me which side of the ball would you prefer to be on, offense or defense?
Defense.
Rather play defense. Do you know why that is?
I just like defense.
Like defense more. That's a common theme. We've heard it a lot throughout this evening, talking to the Bearcats as they love their defense, and of course it has shown this year with a lot of success. And now, can you talk a little bit to me about the chemistry and how big this senior class is, how well it works together?
Well, we've all been playing together since we were little in YSF, and we all just know each other really well, I think.
That bonding seems to be the difference with this team. Obviously, lots of seniors and juniors, a big class on both ends there. They work well together. As now we're going to move on to Colbin Miller. And Colbin, tell me your parents' names as well as your number and position.
My parents are Corey and Wendy Miller. I'm number 10, and I play fullback and safety.
Fullback and safety here in front of us. And Colbin, the leading rusher on the season so far this year. Who do you credit that success to? It's got to be the big guys up front, right? Talk to me about those offensive linemen.
Yeah, the line, they've been really stepping it up this year. Can't have those numbers without them. And then our wings and backs have been blocking next level very well, so.
Certainly a good scheme here. Lots of running, not as much passing, but of course you don't have to when you can run it for nearly 400 yards on the ground every game, and the defense holds opponents to extremely low levels. You're in the back end of that defense, obviously, taking away the passing game. How much do you play the run, and how well do you think your chemistry is with the cornerbacks on the back end? You guys don't get tested a ton, but you guys have also taken the ball away a lot this year.
I think the defense, those 10 other guys step up really big. I'm more there for big plays and like the counters, reverses, or whatever. So they step right up. And our corners, they're really good. They know they got outside, I got inside, and we just kind of take away our spots as we can. So.
And one more question for you, Colbin, before we go. You've had a lot of success in the punt return game. As a punt returner, talk to me what you're thinking about when that ball's in the air and you're about to catch it and take it the other direction. 2 punt return touchdowns this year.
When the ball's in the air, I'm trying to make sure I'm not going to get smoked as soon as I get it. But when I get the ball in my hands, I take a second and think about what's going to work, and I normally go the opposite way of that. So go with the flow, so.
It seems like on punt return, if you can make the first guy miss, you might be running for a long time. And Colbin Miller's had a lot of success there. As we move over now to another senior, Nathan Hawker. And Nathan, can I get your parents' names as well as your number and position?
Ross and Sarah Hawker. I'm a running back and cornerback, and I'm number 14.
Running back and cornerback, you got good size as well. Do you think that your height and length helps you at the cornerback position to stay with some wide receivers?
Yeah, every team usually has one guy that's more my size, so I'm usually on him, which I think helps our team out because we don't have a ton of tall guys, so I can take that role away.
And of course you guys like to stack the box defensively, so you're on one-on-one a lot on the outside, trusted to do that well, as the Bearcats have 2 shutouts this season, holding opponents under 10 points a game this year. It's been impressive. Would you rather play offense or defense this year?
I'm gonna say defense again. Our defense is tough. It's fun to be on that.
And why do you think the offense is so successful on the other end? Of course, the defense gives them short fields to play from, but is it the scheme? Is it the chemistry between the players, the offensive line? What is it that makes it work so well?
I think it's both. Our defense definitely gives us some more hype, and then we just have the extra 20 yards to put it in, so we come together and put it in usually.
Yep, coming together and putting the ball in the end zone when given short fields by their defense. That's been the calling card for this North Butler offense, as they've done it well all season long, 7-1 on the year, and they're getting ready to take on Starmont this Friday. We'll move on to a few more Bearcats after this break for our sponsors on 104.9 KLMJ.
congratulations on a great season, Bearcats. Keep it rolling. From Allison Variety Hardware and Floral, who has pumpkins for only $3.99. And for the next big game, come to Allison Variety for North Butler apparel, including tie-dye and new styles of shirts, sweatshirts, ball caps, stocking caps, and other Bearcat gear. See North Butler Ag Services for Titan Pro and Wiffles Hybrid Seed. Take advantage of early pay discounts for 2022. That's with Ron and Diane Salgi, now in their 20th year at North Butler Ag Services, your full-service seed and ag chemical dealer. Kluter Auto Repair, who reminds you to get your vehicle into repair for winter driving, from oil changes and regular maintenance to extensive automotive repairs. Trust Nick Dallas and the crew at Kluter Auto Repair in Allison. And by Tim Junker with Shook Realty to list your home for sale. Go for the trusted company in Butler County since 1950. That's Shook Realty. Contact Tim Junker in Allison, 319-240-9184, or check out shookrealtyco.com.
Dylan Deerberg back here after the break with you on the North Butler Bearcat Meet the Team show, as I have three more underclassmen in front of me here from left to right. Carter Backer, Carter O'Dowd, and Stroker Coop in front of me. A couple Carters. We'll start with the Carter on my left here. That's Carter Backer. Can you tell me your parents' names as well as your position and number?
My mom is Jenny Baker. My dad is Ben Baker. I play tight end and D end.
Important positions, tight end and DN, blocking and receiving passes on the offensive side. On the defensive side, containment and getting after the quarterback. What side of the football do you enjoy playing most?
Left side.
The left side, and then offense or defense?
Probably defense.
And why do you choose both of those, left side on defense?
I don't know. It's just been lucky for me.
It's been lucky. Hey, superstition, an important part of sports. Obviously, there's pro players, too, that enjoy certain positions, certain numbers even, that enjoy it that way. So, and now, Carter, I got to ask, who's an upperclassman that stands out to you as a leader for this team that's helped a lot of the younger guys get things moving in the right direction this year?
Probably Colbin Miller.
And why do you think Colbin?
He's just kind of a standout athlete.
A guy that everybody can look up to at the fullback position. Tough to tackle as well, especially for a fullback. As now we'll move on to the other Carter in front of me. That's Carter O'Dowd. And can you take a second to tell me your parents' names as well as your position and number?
My parents are Brandy McDonald and Jamie O'Dowd. My position is fullback. My number is 33.
And again, speaking with Carter O'Dowd here in front of me, just a sophomore on this squad, can you tell me your favorite moment so far in the first 2 years of being in this Bearcat program?
My favorite moment was when we beat St. Ansgar and Newman this year.
St. Ansgar and Newman, two big wins. That was really the moment the Bearcats showed everyone in the state there for real, with those two big wins over Newman Catholic and St. Ansgar. The first ever win against St. Ansgar, of course, in program history, as well as the first undefeated start. They got to 7-1, the best record this year. Tell me, is it the chemistry on this team that's so special? What is it that makes this team fun to be around?
It's just everybody gets along good. Just have fun.
And what's your favorite part of practice?
My favorite part is when we do Team O and Team D.
Team O and Team D. You like to play some offense, play some defense, of course. Scout team as well, as we'll move on to the final player on my right here, another freshman. That's Stroker Coop. Big freshman class for this Bearcats as well. The future is bright for North Butler. But Stroker, can you tell me your parents' names as well as your number and your position?
Justin Coop and Stacy Smith. I play safety and my number's 22.
All right, Stroker, we got safety, right? Number 22 here. Do you like playing on the back end? Do you enjoy being able to see the whole field in front of you from that safety position?
100%. Favorite position.
Favorite position, unquestionably, here for Stroker. He's in the right spot. And you play a little scout team. Do you play safety on the scout?
Yes.
You play back there, get a go against this very good offense as well as the defense. Can you talk to me about a senior that stands out to you?
Colbin Miller.
Colbin Miller, again, that's a common name throughout the players we've talked to so far. Nonetheless, we're going to keep things rolling here as we just got done talking to Stroker Coop, Carter O'Dowd, and the other Carter Backer here, as we're going to keep it moving. We'll have three more after the break here on 104.9 KLMJ.
Go all the way, Bearcats. That's the cheer from these North Butler broadcast supporters. Ryan Lindemann at Allison Propane Gas, keeping farmers' LP tanks filled with propane delivery this fall. And homeowners, with cold nights here, make sure Allison Propane is delivering to you as well. Call 267-2498. Cooper Motors in Allison, with Jeeps and other great pre-owned vehicles for sale. Rad Cooper also reminds car and truck owners to have your antifreeze tested before cold weather driving. Schedule your service today at Cooper Motors. Drawley's Department Store, celebrating 125 years of serving Green and the surrounding area. For all your furniture, floor coverings, and men's clothing needs, you can trust Drawley's Department Store in Green, where the wise economize. And by Black Sheep Coffee Bar, Iowa's sweetest bakery, specializes in coffees, teas, and fresh baked bakery items. When you have company coming over, let Black Sheep Coffee Bar do the baking. Black Sheep Coffee Bar, downtown Green.
Dylan Deerberg back here once again with a quartet of Bearcats in front of me here on the Meet the Team show for the North Butler Bearcats. 7-1 this season as they prepare to take on the Starmont Stars at home in Green. We'll be there for that contest. You can hear it on 104.9 KLMJ or get yourself to Green and watch it for yourself. It should be a good one as the Bearcats have had a great season now, as I have, again, four more Bearcats in front of me. I have quarterback Corbin Lewis as well as Tanner Arges. I have Dawson Testro as well as Griffin Buss in front of me. We'll start on the left side here with Tanner Arges. Can you tell me your parents' names as well as your number and position?
My parents are Ryan and Gail Arges. I am number 7, and on offense I play running back, and on defense I'm outside linebacker.
And now, Tanner, you've actually been pointed out by some of the seniors so far that we've talked to as a player that stands out as a sophomore. You've made a lot of plays this year as well. Which side of the ball do you prefer to play, offense or defense?
Definitely defense. I like hitting people.
Not only that, but your good ball skills as well. You're able to grab the ball and take it the other way. You have several interceptions this year. Tell me what it feels like to go one-on-one on the outside with a wide receiver. What gives you the advantage?
It's definitely nerve-wracking at first, but I like to use my speed to my advantage. So just being fast and staying with my guy.
And film study, able to jump routes and take the ball away, of course. And now, Tanner, I got to ask you, what's another older player that stands out to you as a good leader for this team?
Probably Chet Buss. Everybody on my team, honestly. I love all the older upperclassmen. But, yeah, probably Chet, just being a leader. And
well, certainly several seniors, it'd be impossible to name them all on this team. Actually, a lot of different names have been made so far from different young players. They picked different players as seniors that have taught them the right direction, led them the right way to keep this program moving. As now we're going to talk with Dawson Testro. Dawson, can you tell us your parents' names as well as your number and position?
Shane and Amy Testro, number 21. I play running back and corner.
Running back and corner, big physical corner at that, as well as running back. Would you rather play offense or defense?
Offense, for sure.
And why is that?
I just like running the ball.
Like running the ball, getting to the end zone as well. That's something North Butler has done quite often this year. They love to run the ball and then set up the deep ball outside of that. Now, tell me for a second, who's the funniest player on this team?
Lucas Adams.
Lucas Adams, unquestionably the funniest player on this squad. Now, as we're going to move on over to the next player in line, Corbin Lewis here in front of us, the quarterback on this squad. Take a second not only to tell us your position as well as your parents' name and your number.
My parents are Brad and Kathy Lewis, and I'm number 5, and I play quarterback.
Quarterback, an important job, a responsibility to take care of the ball every single time on offense. What's the toughest part about playing quarterback?
Definitely, I'd say controlling the team and making sure everyone's under control and level heads in the huddle and everything. So,
a leadership presence here from Corbin Lewis. Of course, this season, again, not a ton of passing attempts, but a lot going on in the backfield, obviously, handing off, making the right decisions, getting the play call in, and, of course, being the leader of this squad. And, Corbin, take a second and talk to me. What's your favorite part of practice?
Definitely team offense. I like to toss the ball around a little bit as we're trying to get our air attack going a little bit better.
Perfect. Likes to move the ball around. Sure, we'll see more passes coming up here in the playoffs as all the stops will be pulled out to try and get this team to the dome. And now talk to me, what makes this team so special, how you guys have been so successful this year? What's the secret?
Definitely just the fact that we have a bunch of seniors that can rally together and work together as a team.
That certainly has been a key. The upperclassmen have been leading the squad this year as several seniors, only 4 players left from last year's squad, so nearly everybody returning, and of course that is paying off for the squad as we'll move over now to another sophomore, Griffin Buss, the 3rd Buss boy here that we've spoken to so far. Talk to me, your parents' names as well as your number and position.
Well, my parents are Shane and Lori Buss. I play DN and tight end.
D end and tight end, important positions here, blocking on one side, getting after the quarterback, and containment on the other side. Your favorite side of the ball to play?
Probably defense. I don't know, I like hitting people.
Same thing your brother Chet said, actually. Defense is where he likes to be, like hitting people. And now talk to me about playing with your brothers as well in practice, you know, on bus rides. The chemistry is, I'm sure, nice. Talk to me about what it's like to play with your brother.
I just look up to him, and they're just, he's a good leader.
Certainly a good leader indeed, chosen several times by lots of younger players as well. And now I'll give you a second. Who do you think the funniest player on the team is?
Lucas Adams.
We'll move on now. Again, that was four more Bearcats here, as we'll have another segment with three more headed your way after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
Playoff play-by-play is thanks to these and other Bearcat broadcast boosters. Landis, Dyke, New Hartford, and many other locations, now including Packard. See your nearest Landis office for all of your fall fertilizer needs and other agronomy services. We are the land, and the land is us, Landis. Contact Mort's Plumbing and Heating of Allison for septic work, plumbing issues, or to make sure your furnace is ready for heating this fall and winter. Give Mort's a call at 319-267-2143. Mort's Plumbing and Heating, your dealer for Amana Air. And Christy Lammers at CB Seeds, your channel seed dealer, now with 10% cash savings and other discounts for your best pricing. See Christy Lammers or check CB Seeds on Facebook and Twitter for more info, as well as local yield results.
Back again on 104.9 KLMJ with two more North Butler Bearcats here, as the Bearcats again 7-1 on the season. And again, I said we have two more Bearcats to cover. On my left, we have Colin Johans, and on my right, Pryor Whitaker. We'll start with Colin. Can you tell me your parents' names as well as your number and positions?
My mom's Tanya Rathbone, and my dad's Michael Johans, and I play tight end and linebacker.
Awesome. Tight end and linebacker, important positions. You got to tell me, what side of the ball would you rather play, defense or offense, and why?
Defense. I like to make the plays. I like to tackle the people that get the ball.
Perfect. Hey, that's the key to this defense. You know, you stay in your lanes and you get after the guy with the ball. They've been doing it all year long. This Bearcat defense has been impressive. And now, got to take a second and tell me, Colin, what's your favorite thing to do outside of football?
Hang with friends, ride dirt bikes.
Awesome. Sounds like a lot of fun there, as we'll move on now to Pryor Whitaker. Pryor, tell me your parents' names as well as your number and position.
My mom's Beth Abbas and my dad's Nick Whitaker. I'm 34 and I play fullback and linebacker.
Awesome. Again, two more important positions. Got a couple of young linebackers with me here. I got a freshman now I'm talking to. Just got done with Colin Johans, the sophomore, now a freshman Pryor. Tell me, what side of the ball do you like to play most and why?
Defense. It's just that.
It's just different here at North Butler. They do it different. The Bearcats defense has been ingrained all the way down into the younger players. They love playing that side of the ball and getting after it on the defensive side. And now take a second and tell me, what's your favorite thing to do outside of football?
Probably swim or just other sports.
Other sports, a multi-sport athlete. Is football your favorite sport?
Yeah.
Football is the number one sport here for Pryor Whitaker. Again, just got done talking with the sophomore Colin Johans and the freshman Pryor Whitaker. That's going to wrap up our Bearcats on the show tonight for the Meet the Team show on 104.9 KLMJ. Again, the Bearcats 7-1 and getting ready to take on the Starmont Stars in their first round playoff matchup on Friday in Green. We'll be back after this on 104.9 KLMJ.
Bearcat Sports are live with radio on the go, thanks in part to Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Dennis Jungling knows your operating keeps you busy year-round. It's important to have the right coverage. Dennis Jungling and Allison can help protect your farm, machinery, livestock, and much more with Farm Bureau. Car Country Auto Body, where Daniel Stambro and the team will restore your vehicle to better than pre-loss condition. From deer hits to door dings, contact Car Country Auto Body, downtown Allison, for a free estimate. 267-9999. Doug's Heating and Cooling of Clarksville, who says run, Tanner, run, and good luck to the Bearcats. To make sure your heat keeps running this winter, get a furnace check or service today with Doug, Pat, Garrett, and Lance at Doug's Heating and Cooling. Dumont Telephone Company proudly serves Butler and Franklin counties and appreciates the support of their many telephone, cable, and internet customers. Dumont Telephone Company, living, working, and investing locally.
Dylan Dierberg back again here with the Meet the Team show for the North Butler Bearcats. 7-1 this year. Lots of program firsts. The first 5-0 start, 6-0 start, 7-0 start. Of course, 7-1, an impressive record on the end of the year. The first ever home playoff game being hosted as they'll play Friday against the Starmont Stars. And the first ever program win over St. Ansgar this year as well. As now I'm talking with the coach of the Bearcats. That's Coach Jordan Vanderloop. And Coach, kind of summarize this year to this point so far. It's really been a special one.
It's just a unique year for us. You know, everything kind of lined up great. We had some spots kind of open up last year after we graduated class, and some guys really stepped up, and we got fortunate with some transferring in and some being willing to jump around and fill what we needed. And it's just everything fell into place for us. It was perfect for us. So we've had a lot of success. Kids have been working hard, and it's just great to see them experience the success that they deserve for this year.
And also, I got to say, Coach, I talked to a lot of the players and even the young ones. They say they love playing defense, even if they play both sides of the ball. That's clearly been a big part of this squad. You guys were giving up just under 7 points per game before that Wes Hancock game at the end of the season. You guys have really been impressive in that category. What is it about the identity of this squad that says defense first and the offense can score with short field?
I think it's just that they have to account for everybody on defense. Up front, you know, the line, they're very physical, and a lot of them have to take up a blocker or two, and that leaves a lot of other people to come through freely or to lock down defensively, like defensive backs with them. So it's a lot of one-on-one, and they're a physical group. They like contact. They're going to come up and hit you. So I think that's why they really enjoy defense and just being little ball hawks and flying around where they need to.
Well, that's certainly been the case. Not only did I talk to Tanner Argus, but some other cornerbacks on the squad as well. You know, they said at first one-on-one's pretty nerve-wracking on the outside, but they've learned to love it. They trust in their speed and in what they've been taught, and that's helped them on the outside. Lots of turnovers this year forced by the Bearcats, giving short field to an offense that's been very proficient running the ball up front. What do you think has made the difference this year for the offensive line and really moving the ball, as well as a couple special backs, Colbin Miller as well as Dawson Testro, have been special back there?
I think confidence. We've had a lot more confidence in our abilities and our system of it. They really understand what their jobs are, and they can adapt to it on the fly. Even at practice here, they're checking the defense and see what's there, what's not, adjusting the plays, put themselves in the best situation. And ball security as well. You talk about Colbin Miller's special back with us. He played quarterback a couple years ago for us too. He's kind of that universal back we can throw wherever. Dawson Testro, it's kind of our speed back. He's got some wheels to get on the outside and go. And, you know, we got Braden Steer, Nathan Hawker, Tanner Argus back there too. We just got a plethora of them that have their own unique running ability and style that they are able to make a big play on. And any one of them can make a big play at any time. So it's just nice to have that stable of backs back there with their own special unique abilities. And like I said, they understand the offense, they own it, and they make adjustments, put themselves in great situations. The line does a great job talking, picking up blitzes, trying to open up holes for them all. So it's just an all-around great team effort for them.
Well, you make the point of, we've talked about all year long North Butler with so many options at running back, and I actually talked to Colbin Miller a little earlier on the Meet the Team show. He talked about how well the running backs block for each other on the second level. You know, this team is very together, lots of seniors, lots of upperclassmen in general. Talk about how that chemistry has helped this team mesh so much this year.
Even outside of football, these guys always hanging around each other. They go hunting, fishing, and everything. On the weekends, they're by each other. But yeah, they want each other to succeed so much that they're willing to, you know, be that lead blocker and get out in front. A couple of them pop into mind, some big ones. Dawson Testro had some big blocks for us throughout the year where, you know, he said, you know, sweep it out this way. I want to lead block for him. And he's taking on two or three defenders, and they're running behind him. And they're just real physical. And like I said, they want each other to succeed and do well, and they want to share it. We've had games where he said, you know, hey, let's get Braden a touchdown. Let's get this person a touchdown. They haven't scored yet. And so they're real unselfish, and it's not just about me and I want yards and I want the glory. It's, you know, let's get everyone to touches. Let's have some fun. Let's bring some energy. So that's great to see out of the backs and the line and everybody.
Well, Chip Buss said earlier when we talked to him, no one player is above the sum total of the team. They're all playing for each other. That's clearly been the case this year, and one of the most important parts of this North Butler Bearcat team being successful. We're going to take a quick break for our sponsors, but when we come back, we'll talk about some of the highlights of this season as well with Coach Vanderloop this year after the break on 104.9 KLMJ.
Good luck tonight and through the playoffs, Bearcats. That's the cheer from these area play-by-play sponsors. Wicks Waterworks in Allison, where Robert and the team are rooting for the Bearcats. See Robert Wicks and his crew for all your water conditioning and treatment needs. Wicks Waterworks delivers bottled water, too. Ross Hawker and the crew at the Green Recorder newspaper, your source for Bearcat sports coverage. You'll find news and info from Green and surrounding communities. Subscribe today to the Green Recorder. By Green Insurance Services in Green, wishing the Bearcats good luck in tonight's game. When you need insurance for your home, auto, or business, contact Lucas Wedeking or Misty Osborne at Green Insurance Services. And by Joe's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your dealer for Amana and Daikin furnace and heating options, including ductless mini splits. For service, repair, and new installation, see Joe and Alyssa and the team at Joe's in Allison, 267-2960.
These local businesses are cheering for the Bearcats. Mark Johnson, your local Pioneer Seed salesman, wishes farmers a safe and successful finish to harvest. When you work with Mark Johnson, your local Pioneer salesman, you gain a hardworking partner that works right along with you. Butler County Rural Electric Cooperative, remember to look up and watch out for power lines when moving combines, augers, and other equipment this season. Have a safe harvest season from your friends at Butler County REC. Integrity Site Maintenance. Tony Nicholas reminds livestock owners to have your heaters checked and serviced. Also, get on the list for curtains so you don't waste LP. Contact Integrity Site Maintenance today, Highway 3 in Allison. And by Sterling Lawn Care and Seamless Gutters. There's still time to repair or install new gutters on your home and buildings. It's also the perfect time for fall fertilizer and broadleaf spray. Call Mike Sterling today at 319-269-5755.
Back here in Green, of course, with the Meet the Team show for the North Butler Bearcats. It's Dylan Deerberg here on 104.9 KLMJ as we're picking up where we left off before the break with North Butler head football coach Jordan Vanderloop. And coach, we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the tragedy that just struck the team earlier last week. Gene Shenander dying actually just a week ago in an automobile accident. He was a big part of this team as well as the communities around here. Talk a little bit about what he has done for this program all the way back to Allison Bristow. He's been a head coach and then an assistant coach for years on this squad. Talk about the relationship and what he means to the community and this team.
Gene and his family have had a huge impact on Allison, Bristow, Green, just even when they're Allison Bristow and North Butler communities. They've done a lot of stuff for numerous people. Gene has had a lot of these players, in PE class and driver's ed and everything. So he's touched them in other ways. And then instead of just being a coach, he's been there. And like I said, you would see him out talking to these guys in the community. And he'd talk about hunting and be with them and give them pointers and stuff. And so he was a real big part of this team. We were glad to have him on as assistant coach. He helped out. He was one of the first ones I talked to when I decided to take the head position here, and kind of mentored me through it, where if I had any questions, he was my go-to guy, and he was always there for any support that I needed and give me his opinions and, you know, his philosophy on things. So I was very fortunate to have him help me out and be part of my life as well as the other coaches. School-wise, he was always in there. He would substitute teach, come in and, you know, just kind of talk with the boys at classes and stuff, and just make sure everyone was doing all right, check in and kind of give his opinion and his some wisdom that he had about what he would do. And so he was a very huge impact. Last week, we got the news on Thursday, and it just kind of, you could tell the energy in the room just drained. It was just devastating for all of us, and kind of just took everybody out of that mind frame, and it just, like I said, zapped everybody. So it was just tragic to hear, and we were all mourning it for, you know, Thursday, and I think even in the Friday when we talked to some of the guys, and Wes Hancock were very great about it. They did a little memorial for him and played a little video tribute and everything, which was great, and we were very appreciative they did it and everything. But even some of our guys talked about that kind of brought down their energy and their mentality, because then they got to reminiscing about him and everything. But he was a huge part of this program. We wouldn't be where we are without him and his help, so we very much appreciate him being part of the staff and part of this program, like we said.
an irreplaceable human in this North Butler, Allison Bristow area, Green as well. He affected in multiple different ways all these kids here, as well as the coaching staff and others. Of course, our thoughts and prayers still going out to the Shenander family, as well as the North Butler area. And now let's take a second and deviate from that and talk about some of the big moments in this season for your Bearcats. Started the year 4-0, got big wins against some local area teams as well to start the season. That 4-0 start, can you tell us a little bit about what your guys' game plan was when you guys jumped out quickly and got to the 4-0 start? What was the game plan through those first four games?
First started with the Nashville game, our first game. Crazy weather and circumstances, and we had to come back, actually finished on Saturday, and we were kind of trying to find our identity then. We didn't put up real big numbers. Defensive played a stout game. Offensively, we kind of struggled at times. But then, you know, going to BCIW and all the other games, we kind of figured out and got it rolling, and we found our identity as a ground and pound team with a little bit of air raid if we need to. But then, yeah, we found momentum. The kids started to, you know, even believe more. The players did. They started to get excited and have fun during it. And they started to actually believe, you know, we can be this good. We have the possibility to go and compete with any of the teams this year. And they just came out and they played with some chips on their shoulders. The Newman game, they wanted it. Never beat them before. Came out, you know, we played them twice last year. They beat us both times in the regular season and then the first round of playoffs. That kind of stung with some of them. St. Ansgar never beat them as well. And was just real excited to come out and play them and have them at home here and just bring it to them and have the fans and the crowd cheering us on. So it was real exciting. Going through those two are some major ones for us, and even Lake Mills, playing them at home, and it was a dogfight for the longest time. Then we finally got some footing underneath us and everything, and we kind of poured it on a little bit and got a little comfy lead. But it was just exciting this year, the energy that the boys bring, the practices when we get stuff done and they have fun during it, where it's not just a chore and run, and just having fun all around and, you know, teaching them that there's more than just football. And like I said, with the Coach Shenander incident and everything, and realizing, you know, it's not all doom and gloom, that there are some fun times, and football is supposed to be fun and teach you a lot more lessons than just going out and blocking and scoring touchdowns and taking and transitioning those lessons from the field to everyday life.
You guys have done such a great job of that as a coaching staff here. Now, I want to ask specifically about the schedule. Those first four games, they almost worked as a tune-up. You guys got figured out, like you said, your identity going into the year. But there were some questions from some of the outside, you know, the media, the noise. You know, is North Butler for real? You guys really, you know, let everybody know. And with the big wins back-to-back on the road, and that was Newman Catholic's homecoming as well. You went there and spoiled that big time. And then a huge shutout win over St. Ansgar, the first in the program's history. And then Lake Mills, like you said, no snub of a team there either. And then West Hancock to end the season. Talk a little bit about how there was almost four games leading up, and then you guys really put the state on notice with a couple big wins in the middle there to set up kind of almost a dream season at the end of the year.
Yeah, we looked at our schedule this year when it came out, and we said, you know, we're going to have some tough games. We got to looking at it too, and we realized there was three or four homecoming games we were scheduled for, and the boys kind of took that personally of, you know, homecoming game, supposed to win it, supposed to be an easy one, and they kind of had that mentality of, all right, you're going to challenge us. And we said, well, we're going to go. And we kind of had a mantra of, let's go take their crowns and kind of ruin their homecoming for them. And they did that for, you know, North Union and, like you said, Newman Catholic and all those. We went there and we upset them when they didn't really give us a chance. First four games, like you said, tune up. Yeah, we were able to kind of build week to week and just keep adding more and more stuff to it and fine-tuning stuff. So when we got into the Newman and Saint and those games, we knew what we had to do, and the boys could just go out and execute, where we didn't have to really break stuff down too much for them and coach them up, where they just could go out and react to everything. So that was kind of nice to have that build up in the first four. And in, like I said, our last four games were a battle. We knew that was going to be tough, and it could have been a flip of a coin, and we came out and competed and did what we did and just executed. So it was good to see that we could do that and just finish strong this year.
Yeah, and that was a murderer's row, your last four games there. Again, Newman Catholic, St. Ansgar, Lake Mills, and then West Hancock, 3-1 in those games as well. Now, Coach, let's get a little preview. I know it's just coming up tomorrow night, Friday night, the first ever home playoff game in North Butler history. Starmont Stars come to town, 3-5 on the year. What do we know about them so far, including what's the game plan going forward for that game, as well as talk about the atmosphere? It's the first ever home playoff game.
Atmosphere-wise, everyone's really excited about it. the people in the community have been stopping, asking the players and the other coaches and everything, you know, what are we going to do and what's going to happen and everything. They're excited to come. I think it's going to be packed. There'll be a lot of people cheering and rooting for us there. Starmont, we've been watching film breaking down. They're a fast team. They've always had some fast track stars and everything, and they transition them over to football well. They got some running backs that'll run the ball hard. Their quarterback's a good option read quarterback, so we got to make sure that we're watching him and not easing up on him and having him accountable the whole time. Defensively, we need to make sure that we just go back to our normal defense, not overthink it, not over-scheming or anything, do what we do. So same thing offensively. We don't need to make it too complicated. We just need to make sure we execute, run our, you know, base formations and the plays we know how to do. So we just got to make sure we play Bearcat football, not overthink and kind of get in our own heads that way.
Don't let the moment get too big. Surely the coaches will have this team ready to go going forward. Again, the Starmont Stars will come to Green to take on the Bearcats. This is their first ever home playoff game here, and it should be a fun one. We'll be there to cover it on 104.9 KLMJ. And, of course, if you can make it there, make sure you get there as the seats are going to run out quickly. It's going to be a packed environment. I want to thank you so much, coaches, as well as wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much.
All right, and again, that was Jordan Vanderloop, the head man of the North Butler Bearcats, here as we wrap up this Meet the Team show. After this on 104.9 KLMJ.
Congratulations on a great season, Bearcats. Keep it rolling. From Allison Variety Hardware and Floral, who has pumpkins for only $3.99. And for the next big game, come to Allison Variety for North Butler apparel, including tie-dye and new styles of shirts, sweatshirts, ball caps, stocking caps, and other Bearcat gear. See North Butler Ag Services for Titan Pro and Wiffles Hybrid Seed. Take advantage of early pay discounts for 2022. That's with Ron and Diane Salgi, now in their 20th year at North Butler Ag Services, your full-service seed and ag chemical dealer. Kluter Auto Repair, who reminds you to get your vehicle into repair for winter driving, from oil changes and regular maintenance to extensive automotive repairs. Trust Nick Dallas and the crew at Kluter Auto Repair in Allison. And by Tim Junker with Shook Realty to list your home for sale. Go for the trusted company in Butler County since 1950. That's Shook Realty. Contact Tim Junker in Allison, 319-240-9184, or check out shookrealtyco.com.
Go all the way, Bearcats! That's the cheer from these North Butler broadcast supporters. Ryan Lindemann at Allison Propane Gas, keeping farmers' LP tanks filled with propane delivery this fall. And homeowners, with cold nights here, make sure Allison Propane is delivering to you as well. Call 267-2498. Cooper Motors in Allison, with Jeeps and other great pre-owned vehicles for sale. Rad Cooper also reminds car and truck owners to have your antifreeze tested before cold weather driving. Schedule your service today at Cooper Motors. Drawley's Department Store, celebrating 125 years of serving Green and the surrounding area. For all your furniture, floor coverings, and men's clothing needs, you can trust Drawley's Department Store in Green, where the wise economize. And by Black Sheep Coffee Bar, Iowa's sweetest bakery, specializes in coffees, teas, and fresh baked bakery items. When you have company coming over, let Black Sheep Coffee Bar do the baking. Black Sheep Coffee Bar, downtown Green.
Welcome back to the North Butler Meet the Team show here on 104.9 KLMJ. That's going to do it for all of the interviews tonight, as we've spoken with all of the North Butler Bearcat players and head coach Jordan Vanderloop on their fantastic season this year. Now that you know the whole program inside and out, you'll be ready to cheer for them come Friday night when they host Starmont in their first ever home playoff game in Green. This program is strong top to bottom, and they got a 7-1 record to show for it this season, and we'll have all the live action from that game for you on 104.9 KLMJ tomorrow night, starting at 6:15 with the Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show before a 7 o'clock kickoff from Green. I want to take a second and thank the players and coaches for their time, as well as wishing them the best of luck going forward throughout the playoff run. And I want to thank you for listening into this Meet the Team show. And of course, you can listen back at any time to the show once we're done here, online or on our mobile app. You can find it under Meet the Team show under the Sports tab. But for all of the players and coaches on the North Butler staff, this is Dylan Dierberg signing off and wishing you a good evening. And of course, go Bearcats!